感谢主，大家平安。
May peace with you all。
我们今天早上要来学习行道三年，强盛三年。
So this morning I'd like to share with everyone the topic of walking the way for 3 years and the kingdom strengthened for 3 years。
我们请大家先来看历代志下十一章。
And so let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 17.
历代志下十一章十七节。
2 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 17.
这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗波安强盛三年。因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。我们昨天晚上学习到一个合神心意的大卫王。
And so last night we studied the topic of King David who was after God's heart.
所罗门扫罗王失败了以后啊，神就找到了大卫。来接续扫罗做王。
And so, when King Saul failed, God found David to succeed as king.
大卫因为立志遵行神的道。
And David followed the way of the Lord wholeheartedly.
神就让他的国度非常强盛。
And so the kingdom under David was prosperous.
神也答应他说要让他的祖孙啊世世代代做王。
And God also promised David that his descendants shall reign forever.
所以大卫跟所罗门的时代是以色列国最强盛的时期。
So during the reign of King David and Solomon, these were the golden ages of the kingdom of Israel.
他们统管的区域啊，从这个埃及小河一直到了幼发拉底河的整个非常大的一片土地。
And so they govern an area from the rivers in Egypt all the way to the Euphrates.
虽然本来那里也有很多的国度啊。但是他们都臣服在大卫跟所罗门之下。
There were some other smaller kingdoms in between, but they were all conquered by either David or Solomon.
啊，列国啊，都来向啊这个以色列国来朝贡。
And there were also many tributary nations.
所以当时是以色列啊最强盛的时代。
And so,
这个王国就是大卫所建立的。
And so the kingdom under David was at its peak.
啊，因为他立志遵行神的道。
And because David followed the way of the Lord.
啊，但是我们刚刚读的这一段圣经啊，是发生在罗波安王的时代。
And but the passage we just read, it occurred during the time of King Rehoboam.
罗波安是大卫王的孙子，所罗门的儿子。
So Rehoboam is the son of Solomon, and the grandson of David.
很快的，这个王国啊，到第三代啊，就分裂了。
And so after the third generation, the kingdom of Israel was split in two.
以色列国啊，就一直衰落下来。
And then it marked the decline of the nation of Israel.
啊，最后北朝以色列，南朝的犹大相继的灭亡。
To the point where the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah were utterly destroyed.
我们今天就要来谈为什么这个王国在罗波安的时候啊会衰败下来。
And so today we're going to discuss why is it that the kingdom under Rehoboam began to decline.
啊，会造成王国的分裂。
To the point where the kingdom was divided in half.
啊，到底这个事件对我们有什么啊关系啊？对我们有什么重要的教训？
And how does this teaching relate to us Christians today?
我们来看列王记上十一章。
First, turn to First Kings chapter 11.
列王记上十一章。
First Kings 11.
十一章的 我们看第四节。
First King 11 verse 4。
列王记上十一章第四节。
First King 11 verse
4。所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心，去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实的顺服主他的神。跳过来看第九节。
Please read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的主以色列的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
主曾愤怒他不可随从别神，他却没有遵守神的吩咐。十一节。
11.
所以神对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所不入你的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回是给你的臣子。所以这个王国的分裂 主要的原因是从所罗门开始。
So the key reason why the kingdom was divided was because of Solomon.
所罗门一开始也是敬畏神啊，听从他父亲的教训。
And Solomon in the beginning follow the way of the Lord and his father's instructions.
神向曾经向他两次显现。
And God even revealed to Solomon twice.
一次是他刚刚做完到基遍去献祭。
Once was during his initial throning where he went to Gibeon.
神说你所奉献的我悦纳了。
And so God revealed to him, saying that he was pleased with his offering.
你现在对我有什么要求？你主管说。
And then please ask, what is it that you want?
所罗门说我现在才二十岁这么年轻，我没有办法治理这么大的国家。
And so Solomon said that I am but a young boy. It's not possible for me to rule such a big country.
求你赐给我智慧。
So please give me wisdom.
神非常喜悦说你也没有求财富，也没有求长寿。
And so God was pleased with what Solomon asked.
所以我就赐给你大智慧。
And so he did not ask for wealth or long life, but instead asking for wisdom. And
所以所罗门的智慧是让万国人信服。
And so Solomon's wisdom was famous among the nations.
因为他在断事，好像神一样判断事情。
Because he made judgment as wise as that of a god.
这是第一次神向他显现。
And that's how God revealed to him for the first time.
第二次是他照父亲的吩咐把圣殿盖起来。
A second time is when Solomon built the temple for the Lord.
然后把圣殿献给神。
And he offered a temple to God.
又献了非常多的祭物。
And he also many sacrifices.
那天晚上神就向他显现。
So on that day, God revealed to Solomon.
说你所奉献的圣殿我悦纳了。
That I am pleased with the temple's dedication.
神特别提醒他。
And then God told him, reminded
him, 虽然你献了殿,
that even though you dedicated the temple,
虽然你献了那么多的礼物, 我悦纳了,
and also many sacrifices,
但是你要注意, 你要一生一世行在主的道上, 我就会跟你同在。
And so, but you must walk on the way of the Lord, then I will be with you.
神垂听了所罗门的祷告，是给他大智慧、大能力，让他非常的丰盛富强。
And so God heard the prayer of Solomon, and he became very wise, and his kingdom was prosperous.
但是他国家强盛的时候，他就从各国里面找了很多的公主娶为妻妾。
And but after he became prosperous, he married.Marrying princesses from the neighboring countries.
传道书里面说除了这个法老王的女儿当王后以外，另外他又娶了1000个妃嫔。
And so he married the daughter of Pharaoh as his queen. Then he also married many Gentile women as concubines.
所罗门自己还嘲弄自己说，一千个男人啊，可以找到一些啊忠信的人。
So,
找一些好人啊。
And so Solomon says, he can find perhaps one good man among a thousand.
啊，但是一千个女子里面，他找不到一个。
But he couldn't find someone to trust with a thousand women.
啊，但是因为他太放纵了，啊，娶了很多的妃嫔。
That's because he indulged himself too much and he married many concubines.
做这妃嫔啊，就把那个外邦的偶像通通带到以色列地来。
And so these concubines, they brought the pagan gods into the house of Solomon.
晚年的时候，他为他们盖庙，就随从他们去拜偶像。
And so when Solomon became old, he not only built these altars,For his concubines, he even worshipped these.
他说：“因为他的心呐、偏离真神呐、
，and his heart was deviated from God.
所以神就向他发怒。
Therefore, God's wrath poured on him.
说我要从你的国中啊，把你的国度夺回来。
And that his kingdom shall be taken away.
啊，但是我因为跟大卫王有一个约定，要让他的祖孙一直做王。”
But because of the covenant that God had with King David,
所以十二个支派里面啊，除了犹大以外，我另外留一个支派给你。
And so, in addition to the tribe of Judah, there's one other tribe that goes with Solomon.
啊，所以这个王国的分裂啊，主要的原因就是所罗门离开神啊，去拜偶像。
And so, the key reason why the kingdom was divided was because Solomon worshipped idols.
所以我们看到所罗门在晚年的时候啊，神兴起很多的国家起来啊，跟他作对攻击他。
So in the later years of King Solomon, many nations arose and took.
啊，百姓当中啊，也有很多人叛变呐、
And there were many rebels among the people.
所以当他离开神以后啊，就有内忧外患呐、他是在一个非常扰乱的环境当中离开世界。
And so, during his later parts of life, there were many adversaries, and he died in distress.
啊，他的儿子啊，阿罗波安继承作王。
And so his son Rehoboam became king.
那、这个罗波安因为缺少智慧啊，所以就在罗波安的时候，就。整个国家就分裂掉了。
And so Rehoboam lacked the wisdom from God, his kingdom was divided.
啊，所以主要的原因是所罗门犯罪。
And of course, we mentioned before the key reason was the sin of Solomon.
国家直接的分裂是因为罗波安王的愚昧。
But the trigger was the foolishness of Rehoboam.
我们看列王记上十二章第一节。
So we can turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章第一节。
Chapter 12 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 12 verse 1.
罗伯安往示剑去，因为以色列人都到了示剑要立他做王。本来以色列的京都是在耶路撒冷啊。
And so we know the capital of Israel is Jerusalem.
但是为什么他要跑到示剑的地方在那边立王
？But why is it that Rehoboam went to Shechem, to become king?
因为啊，当时的北方的各支派啊，他们对南就对这个大卫的祖孙呐、所罗门、罗波安有点不太服气。
And because the northern tribes, did not really want to follow.The son of Solomon and the descendant of David.
所以为着安抚啊百姓，所以特别跑到示剑的地方去那边立王。
So Rehoboam thought he would become king in the northern territory to appease the northern tribes.
那个时候以色列百姓就来了。
And so the tribes of Israel came to Rehoboam.
他们对罗伯安王说啊，你爸爸在位的时候让我们做苦工，希望你现在做王的时候来减轻我们的劳苦。
So they said to Rehoboam that your father enslaved us with hard labor. So please lighten our load.
罗伯安说：“你们回去三天以后再来，我会回答你们。”
So Rehoboam answered, "Go away for 3 days and then come back to me." So the people went away.
罗伯安王先去找了一些他父亲在位时的一些比较年长的一些臣仆。
And so Rehoboam found some old officials of his father.
其实这些臣仆给他一个非常好的建议。
And these old senior officials gave him a very good advice.
我们看十二章第七节。
Please read chapter 12, verse
7. 十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
老人人对他说啊，现在王就服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。老人人啊，比较有经验。
And so these senior officials, they have more experience.
说你就好好的来服侍百姓。
He said, "You shall serve these people well."
啊，这个百姓啊。他们就服服帖帖的，就会来顺服你啊，做王的仆人。
In return, they will serve you.
啊，但是罗伯安王啊，又去问了一些跟他一起长大的少年人。
But then Rehoboam went and asked some of the younger people that he grew up with.
这些少年人的意见啊，就不太好。
And so the suggestions from these younger people weren't so good.
结果罗伯安王没有办法判断啊，他就不用老人人的建议。
And so Rehoboam failed to make the right judgment. He did not take the advice of the senior officials.
然后他就用很严厉的话来回答百姓。
Instead, he answered the people with very harsh words.
所以当第三天啊到了。啊，这个百姓回来见他的时候
，So three days later, when the people came back to see the king,
我们看十二章十三节。
Please read chapter 12, verse 13.
十二章十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
王用严厉的话回答百姓，不用老年人给他所出的主意。十四节。
14.
照着少年人所出的主意对民说，我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。十五节。
15.
王不肯依从百姓，就是乃出于神，为要应验他这示罗人亚西尔对尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所说的话、哦、这里讲到说这个罗波安、啊、他就用那个少年人给他的主意。
So here it says that Rehoboam used the reply that his the younger generation provided.
我父亲给你们挑重担，我要把更重的担放在你们肩上。
That is, my father put a heavy yoke on you, but I will make your yoke even heavier.
我父亲用鞭子打你们。
And my father struck you with whip.
我现在用那个蝎子鞭啊，就是有毒的鞭啊，还有那个有钩的鞭啊，啊来重重的刑罚你们。
And I will scourge you with scorpions.
所以这些人一听啊，他们就心都软了。
And so when the people heard this reply, they were troubled.
他们就彼此说啊，犹大家，这个大卫的家，我们跟你无份无关了。
And so they replied that we have nothing to do with the household of David.
以色列人啊，自己顾自己回家去吧。
And it says, Israel, return to your tents.
所以以色列当中十二个支派里面的十个支派，他们就脱离了这个罗伯安王。
And so of the 10 out of the 12 tribes left the reign of Rehoboam.
他们就立另外立了耶罗伯安来做他们的王。
And so they established another king called Jeroboam.
说主有这个犹大跟便雅悯这两个支派服从罗伯安王。
So only the tribe of Judah and Benjamin remain under Rehoboam.
所以一个国家一下子就失掉了六分之五，只剩下六分之一。
And so the country all of a sudden had lost five-sixths of its population.
罗伯安那个时候很着急他就派了一个他的大臣叫做亚多兰需要劝服这些百姓。
So Rehoboam sent an official to talk to the people there.
因为百姓正在那个气头上非常的生气，所以这个亚多兰一来就被用石头打死掉了。
And so when King Rehoboam sent out Adoniram, who was in charge of forced labor, but the Israel people stoned him to death.
亚多兰本来就是管劳工的，相当于劳工部长了。
And so Adoniram, it was more like someone in charge of labor.
因为所罗门的时代建设很多的工程。
Because in the time of Solomon, he engaged many heavy projects.
所以征收了很多百姓来替王做工。
And drafted many people as labor.
所以他们为王做了很多很多的苦工，负了很多的重担。
And so they did much forced labor for King Solomon.
负责管理的就是这个亚多兰。
And so Adoniram was the one in charge.
所以他要去劝服百姓，当然百姓不服就越气就用石头把他打死掉了。
And so people kill him instead.
因为他本来就没有善待百姓嘛。
Because he did not treat the people well.
所以罗伯安一看这个情势不对他就坐着车子赶快逃了，逃回到耶路撒冷。
So King Rehoboam, however, managed to get into a chariot and escape to.
后来他就聚集了犹大支派跟便雅悯的人总共有十八万人，想要去跟这个耶罗伯安的以色列人打仗。
And so he gathered the troops, about 180,000, and wanted to wage war.
神叫一个神人叫一个先知去跟罗伯安说这个是出于我，所以你不可以去跟他打仗。
But the word of God came to the man of God, Shemaiah, that this is from God, therefore do not engage in war.
所以罗伯安他就收兵了后来两个国家分裂一个国家分裂两个就从此确定了。
And so from then on, the kingdom of Israel was divided in two.
所以我们看到一方面是所罗门的错。
So we can see that on one hand, it was the root cause was Solomon.
但是另外一方面是看到罗伯安他凭着自己的想法没有去求问神。结果就用了一个最不好的主意，所以让他的国家亡掉了。
So we also found that Rehoboam did not seek advice from God, as a result, his kingdom was divided.
所以圣经里面说我们人不要光靠自己的聪明智慧。
So Bible teaches us that we should not rely on our own wisdom.
因为我们要寻求依靠神。
But instead, we should seek after God's will.
神才会引导你的路。
Then God shall guide our footsteps.
所以人不要自作聪明，要晓得谦卑服侍神。
So we should not try to be wise in our own eyes, but rather submit ourselves to God.
所罗门一开始他晓得寻求神，所以神赐给他大智慧。
And so Solomon initially.So after God, and God gave him great
wisdom. 他后来离开神，所以他就堕落了，就失败了。
But later on, he departed from God, and therefore he failed.
啊，但是罗伯安一开始就没有想要寻求神，他只是遇到困难就找人来替他出主意。
And so, Rehoboam never have any idea of his own. He just saw.
他又缺乏这个智慧来判断什么样的意见是好的。
And he did not have the wisdom to make the right judgment.
他又想要用强迫的手段来压制百姓，叫百姓来顺服他。
And he wanted to oppress the people even further with greater force.
啊，当然了，这个百姓不服啊，就造反了。
And so as a result, people rebelled.
所以圣经讲到说啊，我们在一个高位的人哦。啊、你要心存慈悲怜悯的心。
And so Bible also teaches that those people with power over people, we have to have a heart of mercy.
像这些老人家劝勉的说，你要服侍百姓，他们就会顺服在你的属下。
Just like what the senior official said, if you serve these people, they shall be your servant.
我们来看一下箴言三十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 31.
第八节跟第九节。
Proverbs 31, verse 8 and 9.
箴言三十一章第八节到第九节。
Proverbs 31, verse 8 and 9.
说你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤。第九节。
Verse 9.
你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。这是一个妈妈，因为她的儿子要做王。
And so here, this is a saying of a mother of a king.
她说：“我这个宝贝儿子啊，现在要做王了，我应当怎样来教育他
？”And so she was saying that my son will now be a king. What should I teach my son?
妈妈就告诉她说：“你要做王，不要有那个败坏君王的行为。”
So his mother told him that if you want to be a king, do not have actions that would corrupt a king.
不要放纵，不要醉酒。
And do not be indulgence. Do not be.
啊，你要多存一些啊谦卑怜悯的心。
You should have a heart of mercy.
啊，用公义来行事。
And act justly.
啊，来怜悯那些困苦贫穷的人。
But rather have mercy on those who are poor.
说一个国家，这个君王要靠着公义行事，他的国家才会稳定。
And so, if a country act justly, then the country may prosper.
他要慈悲怜悯的心肠啊，这个百姓才会顺服。
And only if it act with mercy, then the poor and the needy may offer their assistance.
《使徒行传》十三章里面谈到说，大卫做王的时候，他就来服侍当时的百姓。
And so the Bible tells us that when David was king, he acted as servants of the people.
后来完成他的工作以后啊，他就休息了。
And so after his work, he rest.
啊，当然，大卫说啊，我所盼望的不是积了很多财宝啊，啊来留给主事。而是我将来能够看到神，我就心满意足了。
And David has said that my life was not to accumulate wealth, but rather for someday I can see God.
所以他就立志行神的道啊，这样来服侍百姓。
So he determined to act the way of the Lord and to serve the people.
那所以留下非常好的榜样。
So he set up a very good example for us.
啊，但是啊，很可惜啊，后来他的祖孙啊就没有照这样做。
But unfortunately, his descendants did not follow suit.
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
彼得前书第五章第二节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
说务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意来照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。第三节
Verse 3.
也不是挟住手偷误你们的， 乃是做群羊的榜样。这是彼得在勉励一些教会里面的带领者。
So here Peter encouraged the church leaders.
说我这个长老这个老人家劝你们这些教会的带领者。
He said to the elders among you, appeal as a fellow elder.
说我们要像那个牧羊人一样来牧养羊群。
So be shepherd of God's flock that is under your care.
主耶稣说他是好牧人。
And Lord Jesus said he is a good shepherd.
所以他就把羊带到青草地溪水旁。
So he leads the flock to the green pasture in
still water. 让他们没有缺乏，让他们可以在那里安歇。
So that they may rest in a beautiful place.
说我们今天在教会里面的牧者也是要学习怎么样做一个好牧人。
So today the shepherds of the God's church should learn how to lead the flock.
照着神的旨意来照顾神的百姓。
And care for the flock according to the will of God.
不是出于勉强，而是甘心乐意的。
Not lording them over, but serve it willingly.
不是用辖制的，用权力来辖制别人，说要做群羊的榜样。
And not using authority to rule over, but rather set yourself as an example for others to follow.
所以主耶稣说他是一个好牧人他给我们留下很多榜样。
So Lord Jesus said he's a good shepherd, and he gave us many good examples to follow.
牧羊人他走在前头。
The shepherd would lead the flock.
这个羊就跟着他走。
And so the sheep then would follow.
所以教会的牧者也是一样，凡事做众人的榜样。
And so the church workers should also be good examples for others.
所以保罗对提摩太说你不管是在言语、行为、信心、爱心、圣洁上，都要凡事做众人的榜样。
And so Paul in 1 Timothy encouraged Timothy that he shall be an example in faith, in love, and in service.
让大家能够学习来效法。
And so that others may learn and follow.
所以保罗说我凡事都效法基督。
And so Paul said that I imitate Christ in
every way. 所以你们要效法我。
Therefore, you should follow my example.
不是笑我，我说我有很多很多的榜样，很多很多的好处。
It's not that by following me you get all these benefits.
我随喜我一样凡事效法耶稣基督，耶稣才是我们的榜样。
But we follow Christ as the example.
所以我们以耶稣基督我们随喜的目标所以大家都跟着来学习效法耶稣基督。
So everyone learn from Christ and set Christ as our example.
用谦卑服侍的态度来服侍人造就人。
And so we serve one another with humility.
所以主耶稣说我不是要来受人服侍，而是要服侍众人。
So Lord Jesus said, "I came not I came to serve, not to be served."
来做众人的仆人。
And to be the servant for all.
这是我们应当有的学习的服侍的态度。
And so this is the attitude that we have in serving the Lord.
当这个王国分裂了以后。
And so when the kingdom was divided.
所以一开始这个罗波安王还是行神的道。
And so in the beginning, King Rehoboam act justly.
所以神开始跟他同在，让他的国家强盛。
And so God worked with him, and he was prosperous.
我们看未来这个历代志下十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 11.
历代志下十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 11.
我们要从五节读到十二节。
From verse 5 through verse 12.
十一章五节到十二节。
Second Chronicles chapter 11, from verse 5 through verse 12.
罗伯安住在耶路撒冷，在犹大地就修筑城邑。第六节。
Six.
为保障修筑伯利恒以坦提哥亚伯树梭郭亚杜南加特玛丽莎西伯亚多莱因拉吉亚西加索拉亚亚伦西伯伦，这都是犹大和便雅悯坚固的城。十一节
11.
罗波安又坚固各处的保障，在其中安住坚长，又预备粮食有酒。十二节
12.
他在各城里预备盾牌和枪，且属城极其坚固，犹大和便雅悯人都归服了他。所以我们看到这个罗伯安王还是有一定的聪明智慧。
And so King Rehoboam had some wisdom and knowledge.
所以当他剩下这个小小的犹大国以后啊，他第一个就想要怎样来兼顾这个国家。
And so with the remaining people that he had, he wanted to make them strong.
啊，所以就把一些城邑啊，就把它修筑，让它能够坚固起来。
And so he repaired the city walls and fortified them.
啊，他也注重这个内部啊，犹大国两个支派的管理。
And he also strengthened the administrations of the city.
所以一开始啊，他这个内部的管理还算好了。啊，所以犹大支派、便雅悯这支派都顺服他。
And so the tribe of Judah and Benjamin follow King Rehoboam.
啊，后来说有很多啊，从北朝各地方很多人也来到了耶路撒冷。
And so it also said the priests and Levites from all the other districts throughout Israel sided with him.
啊，这个十四节里面说到啊，因为北朝的耶罗波安做王以后啊，他就想，如果将来以色列人呐、啊，他们还是回到耶路撒冷去拜神。
Because Jeroboam, after he became king of the northern kingdom, he thought that if the Israelites returned to Jerusalem to worship God,
他们就会归服这个罗伯安王了。
Eventually, they will become subjects of King
Jeroboam. 最后可能就把我杀掉了。
And they will even overthrow me.
其实神让他做王，神也跟他讲说，你如果守神的道，神会像跟大卫应许的，让你的祖孙做王。
But actually, God told Jeroboam the same thing, that if you follow my words, then you also be king.
耶罗波安却没有听从神借先知所吩咐的话。
But Jeroboam did not follow the words from God and the prophet.
他只是怕他的王位失掉。
He was only afraid that his kingship would be
overthrown. 所以他为着政治的利益啊，他就造了两个金牛。
And so for political reasons, he created two golden calves.
一个放在但，一个放在伯特利。
One was put in Dan, and one was put in Bethel.
然后对以色列人说啊，你们要到耶路撒冷去拜神很不方便。
And so he told the Israelites that it's too much trouble for you to travel to Jerusalem.
我们现在就有那个带领你们出埃及的神啊，就在伯特利跟但的地方。
See, I've set up the altar of the God that led you out of Egypt, one in Dan and one in Bethel.
结果他们就用那个偶像啊，金牛犊来代替神。
So they set up these golden calves in replace of the true God.
本来神跟他们讲说啊，神显现的时候是没有形象，非常尊贵荣耀的，不能够用物质的东西来代替神。
God had told them clearly that you should not replace God with any images or any idols.
耶罗伯安这造了金牛，还告诉他们这是带领你们出埃及的神。
But instead, Jeroboam lied to them and said that these idol gods led you out of Egypt.
所以就让以色列人陷入那个罪当中，拜偶像的罪当中。
So it put the people in a great sin.
啊，他们也拒绝了祭司利未人呐、啊，不让他们服侍。
They also rejected the Levites and the priests and denied their service.
啊，另外定了八月十五，就是他们拜偶像的日子。
And they also set up another day, August 15th, as the day of worshiping their idol gods.
所以聚集在北朝很多的祭司、利未人, 还有以色列百姓敬畏神的人, 觉得说他们的王离开神了。
And so all these Levites and priests realized that King Jeroboam had left God.
所以他们就纷纷来到了耶路撒冷啊，立志来拜神。
And so they returned to Jerusalem to worship the true God.
所以有很多的祭司、利未人啊来帮助这个南朝。
And so many of the priests and the Levites came and helped the southern kingdom.
所以那个时候啊，耶罗波安啊还能够行神的道，因为全国犹大国的人都行神的道。 所以神就让他强盛起来。
And so for 3 years, because he followed the way of the Lord, he was prosperous.
所以起初三年的时候啊，罗波安王非常的强盛。
And so for the first 3 years, King Rehoboam was very strong.
因为他们在这三年啊，立志行大卫跟所罗门的道。
Because for that 3 years, he followed the ways of David and Solomon.
大卫所行的道就是神借摩西吩咐他们的，说你们要遵行神的律法。And
the way of David was that what God Moses commanded them.
你们无论到哪里去，就能够凡事亨通。Then
wherever they go, they would be smooth and successful.
你们敬畏神，就可以在这个迦南地上啊长久居住。
And if you fear God, then you can forever dwell in the land of Canaan.
所以大卫就吩咐他的儿子啊，就说你要寻找神，神就让你寻见。And
so Bible tells us that if we seek after God, then we will find God.
所以我们看到大卫在要离世之前怎么交代所罗门。
So let's see what David taught Solomon before he died.
我们看历代志上28章第9节。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上28章第9节。
Chapter 28 verse 9.
我儿所罗门啊，你当认识主你父亲的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心。 知道一切心思意念，你若寻求他，他必使你行见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。这是大卫要离世之前啊，对所罗门最重要的交代。And
so before King David died, he told his son Solomon,
你要真正认识神。
That acknowledge the God of your father,
诚心的侍奉他,
and serve him with wholehearted devotion.
你要找他, 他会让你找到,
and if you search God, you will find him.
但是你离弃了神,
but if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
所以这是大卫啊, 行为神所看为正的事情。
And so this is so-called the way of David.
就神借着摩西啊一直交代的，你要敬畏神，不可以离开他。
And so just like what Moses commanded that we should follow the Lord and do not reject him.
但是我们看到以色列人常常不是以行神眼中看为正的事情。
But instead, the Israelites often did not do what is right in the
sight of God.
They did not do what's right in the sight of God, but they do what is right according to their own sight.
所以世世时代说啊，因为国中无王，个人就任意而行。
Especially during the time of Judges, it was even mentioned that people do as they please, as if there is no God.
他们不遵从神做他们的王。
And they did not honor God with
不照着神看为正的事情来做
，and they did not do what is right by the sight of God.
啊，自己要做什么就做什么
，and they do whatever as they please.
啊，行自己眼中看为正的事情，
and,
大大的得罪神
，and they do what they thought is right. Therefore they sin against.
啊，所以他们就堕落了，就被神遗弃了。
And they were rejected.
那所以我们看到说啊， 以色列国当中啊，国家分裂了以后，北朝有19个王。
And so in the northern kingdom of Israel, there were a total of 19 kings.
都没有一个好王，神都把他们定为恶王。
And they have zero good king. They were considered evil.
所以后来不久就亡掉了。
So not long after, the northern kingdom was destroyed.
南朝也有19个王。
The southern kingdom also had 19 kings.
但当中有六个是好王。
And so, but six of them were considered good.
结果神就让他都存留了一段时间。
And so, therefore, the southern kingdom lasts a little bit longer.
怎么来判断这个王是好是坏？
So how do you judge a king is good or bad?
说看这个王是不是跟大卫一样行神看为正的事情。
And they will judge a king by seeing whether he followed the way of David or not.
虽然大卫也有错误，但是神用大卫来做标准来衡量以色列的王。
Even though David also made mistakes, but David was the measuring rod of other kings.
因为大卫一直立住要照着神的道来行。
David had put his mind to follow the way of the Lord.
虽然自己曾经软弱失败的，他就在神的面前痛悔啊。
And so even after he fell, he repented bitterly.
所以神就饶恕他。
And so God forgave him.
所以说大卫是合神心意的一个王。
And so David was a king after God's heart.
这个罗波安啊，虽然前面三年敬畏神。
And so Rehoboam, for the first 3 years, he feared God.
但是以后啊，他就离开神了。
But later on, he departed from God.
所以圣经里面把他定位，他就是一个恶王。
And so Bible concluded him as an evil king.
我们看以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 18.
以西结书十八章二十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 24.
十八章二十四节。
Chapter 18 verse 24.
一人若转离一行而做罪孽，照着恶人所行一切可憎的事而行，他岂能够存活呢？他所行的一切义都不被纪念，他必因所犯的罪、所行的恶而灭亡。
Verse 24, but if a righteous man turn from his righteousness and commit sins and does the same detestable thing the wicked man does, will he live? None of the righteous thing he had done will be remembered.Because of unfaithfulness is guilty of, and because of sins, he will die. 26.
26节，一人若转离义行而做罪孽死亡，他是因为所做的罪孽死亡。
26, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sins, he will die for it. Because of the sins he committed, he will die.
所以说啊，当一个人啊本来行恶，但是后来悔改，后来就行善了，神会不纪念他过去的恶行。
And so, if in the past someone had done evil but had repented and now become righteous, God will not remember his evil.
但是一个人如果本来行义，但是后来离开神行恶，他以前的义行啊，通通神不看顾。
But if a righteous person had later on committed evil, then his righteous act would not be remembered.
最后会因为他的恶行来灭亡。
Eventually, he will perish because of his evil.
所以说罗伯安王啊，他本来三年的时间啊，敬畏神，神让他非常强盛。
And so for 3 years, Rehoboam was very strong because he followed God.
结果强盛了以后，他就渐渐的离开神，就去拜偶像了。
But then he slowly departed from God and even worshiped idols.
我们看到他本质上啊，还是拜神是一种形式的。
And so to him, worshiping God was merely a ritual.
虽然一开始的时候啊，哇，到圣殿里面去拜神啊，都有那个卫兵啊。拿着那个所罗门王做的金盾牌啊。
And so in the beginning, he worshiped God, even carrying the golden shield made by Solomon.
因为那个时候本来犹大国非常强盛啊。
Because at the time, the kingdom of Judah was very strong.
那个盾牌都是用金金打造的。
And so, even the shield was made of gold.
那三百个精兵啊，一个人拿一个盾牌啊，站在那里。
And so, the guards would carry these golden shields.
哦，所以你看起来那个非常的威风啊，啊，那个气势啊，非常的雄伟。
And looks extremely glorious.
啊、所以每一次进圣殿、啊、都有一个非常大的排场。
And so every time when he enters the temple, it looks rather majestic.
所以我看他去拜神是要享受那个气氛、啊、
And so perhaps he wants to enjoy this vain glory.
所以他的到圣殿拜神、啊、是行事重于这个实质。
And so his act of worshiping was merely an external manifestation.
因为他的信仰没有根基啊。
Because his faith lacks root.
他不是存心真正拜神。
He did not go to worship God.
所以强盛的时候经不起考验。
And so while he was prosperous, he failed the test.
很快的就离开神啊。
So very quickly he departed from God.
啊，结果啊。就引起神的发怒，神就借着敌人、啊、来攻击他。
And so he brought the wrath of God, and God and his enemies attacked him.
啊，所以就到了他做王第五年。
So on the fifth year of his reign,
说这个埃及王就带着大军来啊，把所有这个以色列的财宝啊，通通搬走了。
And carry off all the treasures in the temple.
啊、本来那三百个精金的盾牌也被抢走了。
And so the 300 gold shield were also taken.
啊，后来罗伯安王为着要面子啊，啊，因为没有那么多金银啊，所以就用铜啊啊做了一些盾牌来代替金盾牌。
And but he still wanted the look of these golden shields, so he made some brown shields as replacement.
所以形式上那个盾牌啊，但是金金的跟这个铜的，你怎么能比呀、啊、
？So even though they're all shields, but browns cannot be compared with gold.
整个是装装样子而已。
It just looks alike.
哦，让我们看到说啊，你个整个国家从非常强盛啊，变成。
And so the entire kingdom from extremely prosperous to rapid
decline. And
in the time of Solomon, there was so much gold in the nation.
圣殿呢，墙壁都是贴金的。
So even the entire temple was covered with gold. 圣殿里面
的器皿都是金金做的。
And all the vessels were made of gold.
说那个时候，金金多得不得了。
And so they have a lot of fine gold.
说那个说银啊，好像地上的石头一样不值钱呢、啊。
And silver has no value, almost like rock.
这是强盛的时候。
And that was a time of prosperity.
但是现在金银啊，这些宝物通通被抢走了。
But now all these golds and silvers were taken.
啊，所以用那个铜啊。啊、来代替金银的
and so,
做盾牌
so he made the shields out of bronze to replace gold shields
所以圣经里面、啊、神说、啊、金子是我的银子是我的
and so a Bible teaches that God says silver and gold all
我如果震动万国万国的珍宝就会运来
and I can shake the whole world and they will supply you with silver and gold.
所以神可以让以色列国富足强盛。
So God can make Israel strong and prosperous.
神也可以让以色列国所有的珍宝一夜之间啊，通通被抢走掉。
And God can also make all their treasures vanish in one day.
所以说啊，赏赐在神啊。
So the Lord gives.
啊，收取也在神。
And the Lord takes.
哈。所以我们看到这个大卫辛辛苦苦啊，建立一个强盛的王国。
And so David established a strong kingdom.
但是我们看到第三代
，But by the third generation，
衰落下来了。
The kingdom was in serious decline.
所以我们知道说啊，要创业很艰难，但是要守成更不容易。
And so it may be difficult to establish an organization, but to keep it strong might even be more difficult.
所罗门写传道书的时候曾经这样讲。
And so when King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, I accumulate all these wealth.
啊，他说我现在感到很遗憾啊，因为我将来有一天就要离开，这个东西我都不能带走。
And, but one day I will depart from this world and I can't bring any of these with me.
啊，将来我这些东西留下来，啊，来管理我家业的人到底是聪明还是愚昧。
And so the one who's taking over me to govern these possessions, is he smart or is he a fool?
啊，他能不能持守我这样劳碌所得来的？
Is he able to maintain what I earned?
啊，如果出来一个一面的啊，一下子就把它亏空掉了，啊，那对我来讲也感到很遗憾啊。
And if a fool take over my possessions, he'll squander it overnight. Then what's so good about?
没有想到真正的就应验在他的儿子身上。
Indeed, this happened to his son.
啊，强盛的时候那么富足，一下子离开神，什么都没有掉。
And he was prosperous when he walked on the way of the Lord. Once he departed, he was left with nothing.
所以圣经有一句话说，我们人在尊贵当中，我们要警醒。
And so Bible teaches that while in prosperity, we should be on guard.
我们成功的时候更应当谨慎。
When we're successful, we should be alert.
啊，能够感念保守在神的恩典当中。
And so that's how we can be kept under the protection of God.
啊，不要离开神，离开了神以后，你什么都没有了。
And do not depart from God, because apart from God, we have no good things.
啊，当神是给我们聪明才智的时候，我们要把它用在圣工上面。
And if God gives us some wisdom ability, and then we should utilize them to advance the work of God.
我们把神给我们的聪明才智来服侍神，服侍人。
And we can use it to serve God and serve others.
有时候神给我们有好机会，让我们高升了。
Sometimes God gives us good opportunity that we got promoted.
我们要借着这个机会来荣耀神。
We should use this opportunity to glorify God.
好像约瑟在埃及家里面啊，他怎么服侍人啊，怎么来荣耀神
？Just like Joseph, how he served God.In the household of the Pharaoh.
好像但以理在巴比伦被高升，他可以把神的名啊传遍普天下。
Daniel, he was promoted as a high official in the foreign empire, yet
让众人啊能够敬畏神
，so that all nation can come and fear God.
因为他有美好的灵性啊，所以让众人啊真的很佩服。
Because he exhibit high qualities, therefore people praise him.
所以我们在尊贵当中说要醒悟，要警醒。
And so, in prosperity, we should be alert.
他说我们如果神给我们富足了
，And if God give us wealth,
啊，我们更应当善用神给我们的财富。
And we should know how to manage these wealth properly.
啊，一方面啊。奉献在圣工方面，一方面呢、啊，啊来帮助人呐、啊，啊说这样把你的善行啊积在天上。
Not only we offer to the church's needs, but we should help those who are in need to accumulate a wealth in heaven.
啊，借着神给你的钱财来结交朋友。
And we can use the earthly wealth to gain spiritual souls.
因为你所做的能够记在主的账上。
And whatever we did for God will be properly recorded.
啊，将来主耶稣就会接你到那个永存的帐幕里面。
And so Lord Jesus will take us to the everlasting dwelling.
啊，所以我们从这个罗伯安王的行道三年，强盛三年。
And so this is what we learn from King Rehoboam, how he was prosperous.
我想可以让我们知道说啊。我们要怎么做，啊，能够让神在我们生活当中啊，能够繁复丰盛。
This teaches how we should act in order to receive prosperity.
我们来唱诗436首。
Sing hymn number 432.